I feel oddly relaxed, as if basically there's nothing going on now. You know, there was like a moment in which it got a little like hectic at home. I mean, just the way I felt like I should do everything. And then it got easy. We could really screw him up, give him your urine. Oh, my toenails need polishing.
What's that?
My toenails need polishing, and I didn't bring my polish. This is serious. Everyone will see my toenails. Are you taping that?
Can I take these
away?
What's the next step? Does she want them?
I thought she was going to come back. I assume she's going to come back. I don't think we're supposed to deliver the urine. I think that it's like, I assume she was going to come back. I mean, presumably she will have it. Is there anybody else that you wanted to call?
Well, let's say she called Jake. Tell me he can use the dark room.
Okay. You can tell Dad Kitchen she can use it too.
Some weird sound. Did you dial 9?
Probably. Did you dial 9? Did you get a busy dial tone?
Hi, Jake. How you doing? I'm calling to tell you that I won't be needing that Dectol. It is. Okay, well, maybe it'll wait until after Max is born. We're in the hospital. Yeah. Well, the water's broke. And Jane is, are you looking at the time of contraction?
We just started.
We just basically started. But anyway, it's,
the
so here we are.
On the table.
Anyway,
but I think it's got something else in it.
Okay.
I'll just check it real quick.
Okay.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
Hi, cutie. So are you going to be comfortable in that chair?
Sure.
Can you sit there?
That chair's for you too, right?
Yeah. But
now, where's that bar?
I don't know. You have to ask her. I think it just helps to hear it. But I don't feel like I need it now. I mean, I don't want to. I'm basically comfortable sitting back. I'm out of that. I'm sitting up. They're going to hook me up to the monitor, I imagine. That's what these are.
That's what water for?
These.
The belts?
Yeah, that's the fetal monitor belts, yeah. I'm just going to do that for a while.
Or so, and it gives me a baseline reading on the baby.
Okay.
Then, if everything looks fine, we take it back off.
Okay, good.
And then, usually they do like to have it on, you know, like when you get into more active labor, but then they have something to compare it to.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So are you going to check to see how much I'm dilated, or you're not?
Yes, I will do that too.
But you can do that with the monitor on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can do anything with the monitor on.
Yeah.
But I can't. It doesn't affect you at all.
It actually is a help. It's kind of fun to watch it. Some people really like watching it. Because they can see their contractions and exactly how long they're lasting and what the baby's doing and all that stuff. It's nice and
cold.
Cold.
Oh, you're right.
See, I don't mind about stuff like that.
At the place where I went and had ultrasounds, they used to heat the gel. It's very nice. But it's warming up quickly. These rooms are really warm.
There's a heat control thing over by the door, and you can just fix it to whatever's comfortable for
great.
You.
Can I turn it off?
Yeah, you can if you want to.
Can you get it?
I got the. Can you hang on to that for a second?
Sure.
I got the buckle on upside down.
Oh, okay.
Either that or the belt was.
So this variable intensity control, is that for the contractions?
No. Would be nice, wouldn't it? Okay, I got it.
Okay, I'm trying 68.
What is it? Was it on 70?
75 or...
Try 70. I don't want to get cold. I'd rather be a little too warm, I think.
I hear
it. Oh, there's a hard
one. It has an audio to it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get that? I'm sitting on it. I'm sitting... That's just my robe.
What's... What's this set up here?
This is a it's monitor recording for the mother.
Yeah, it's recording everything we say.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Now, do either of these feel too tight?
The top one's a little tight, but I'm not sure it's uncomfortable. I think I'm starting to have a contraction. Because something suddenly feels uncomfortable.
Okay, so 142.
So that's the heartbeat, the middle number?
This is the baby's heartbeat.
That's real high, isn't it?
Beats per minute. I don't think it's accurate right now.
Oh, because it takes a while to get into it?
Yeah. Well, we're not getting the best reading in the world. This little light right here, whether it's, if it shows red, it shows it's not really picking it up.
Oh,
even if you can, sometimes you can hear it clearer as day. And, the
and yellow
shows
is sort
red.
Of ambiguous.
Yeah, and then it means it's picking up some of the beats. Green means optimal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it keeps switching from red to yellow. And why is it picking up? Is it in the wrong place?
No, it means this is in the wrong place.
No, that's red.
That sounds better.
I like the number better, too. Oh, it's green.
A lot of times if the baby moves or if you move, it'll take, you know, it might flash to red or yellow.
It takes a while to find it.
And it takes a moment to stabilize.
I see.
So as long as you'll get it. And the other thing is, okay, now it's printing over here on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
On the left-hand side of the paper, it's printing this number.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from low to high in that direction. And on the right-hand side of the paper, it prints this number.
And
this number
that?
Has to do with the contractions.
So what number is a contraction, or what are you... What are you...
Okay, well, the number itself is relative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can turn this button and it'll go down.
Right, I see.
Okay. The only thing you can judge is, you know, providing the belt hasn't slipped at all, or the baby hasn't moved, or you haven't moved, you can maybe tell that one contraction is stronger than another as
uh-huh.
far as strength goes.
But can you tell from it when a contraction starts? Or when
oh, yes. You'll be able to tell when it starts and when it ends. So you'll be able to look at this, and the paper moves at 3 centimeters per minute. So that's heavy line, that's 1 centimeter. So that would be would be 1 minute. So by knowing that, you can count. I'm going to turn this down. You can count how long the contractions last and how far apart they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we don't have to time it. This will time it for us.
As long as this is on, you don't need to time it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it's off that, you know, like maybe...
So is that a contraction or what?
No, I adjusted the button there.
That's what you adjusted. So what will it look
like? Looks like you were just finishing off one right here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll look like a little hill. It'll gradually go up and gradually go down.
Mm-hmm.
And the heavy lines represent...
A minute. One minute to...
So that's a 1 minute.
No, you need 3 of those to make 1 minute. That's 1 centimeter.
Oh, I see. Heavy lines are a centimeter. Okay.
It works out so that if you count every single line, it's 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like 10,
and a heavy 20, line is 20 seconds.
40.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, right. 10, 20. So 3 of those would be a minute. You can count fast by going 1 minute, 2 minutes, like that.
So this erratic rate is where you adjusted it, basically.
No, this over here.
Oh.
This is that the baby actually did do.
Oh. And that's probably an accurate heartbeat there?
Yeah, probably. Did the baby move a little bit?
I didn't feel anything, though.
Not that you noticed.
No, I just felt something. He just moved now.
So now you'll probably see the heartbeat go up.
Or disappear.
Or disappear because it lost the signal momentarily. But you can see that it was up.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So the heartbeat goes up when they move, generally?
It's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something we'd expect to see,
mm-hmm.
and that's a real good healthy sign.
Mm-hmm.
So this is nice. What we see so far is really nice.
Good.
Okay, I need to go through my little questionnaire, and I'll just turn this down. We'll let it run while we're talking.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the chairs down. Tell me when your water broke first.
At noon.
About noon?
Yeah.
Did you have like a big gush?
Yeah.
Did you notice what color it was?
Clear.
Okay. And then were you having contractions already, or did they start after your water broke?
Slight contractions, but I just assumed they were Braxton Hicks contractions, because I've been having them for days.
And then after your water broke, they got stronger, or?
Not immediately. I'd say about, well, they did get stronger, but then they got regular. They got more regular.
I suppose nobody's out there to answer that.
Somebody moved. Okay, now I'm having
a short one person today because she went home. Her son is sick. So we sent her home. It was real quiet. Then all of a sudden we get all these phone calls. So-and-so's coming in. Oh, dear. Okay, have you had anybody show at all?
No, unless that was what was in the urine I gave you.
admitting so that you assigned a room that there's a patient in that bed already? Did you want to be
36A?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Call the floor and ask them. We have the, if there's somebody in that room, why do we have the
car? Because I'm supposed to be rupturing membranes with Dr. Mann in here.
She's busy rupturing membranes. I like that hook. They don't get to use that on me. That's fine. I like the notion that they break by themselves somehow.
Uh-huh. As it were.
As it were, yeah, right. So I still can't figure out how to read this in terms of how to read a contraction. Because I just had, like, a little one. But if I'm not very advanced, I don't want them to induce me. I really don't want that. I think that...
That's rough.
Yeah, I really would not like that. I mean, I suppose if I'm here in 2 days, mm-hmm. I might change my mind, but... Because that sometimes happens. If your waters break, but you don't really go into...
That's what happened to
Hannah. Oh, her waters broke, mm-hmm. and then she wasn't really in labor. Oops, I lost the baby. Oh, they found him.
Not yet.
Hager baby, why can't they just wait for us to quiet down?
I just moved my seat higher up in the and lost the baby's heartbeat. I shouldn't even move the bed, or I can, I'll just tell you.
Sometimes you just need to adjust the monitor slightly, but it's no problem. I'd rather have you be comfortable.
Me too.
Okay, where were we?
Well, I don't know. We didn't get very far, I don't think.
Tell me again about the contractions, though. When did you really think that they were definitely contractions? What time was that?
I don't know, maybe 12:30.
And about how far apart were they at that point?
We never really timed them.
Approximately.
I would say 5 minutes, which seems to be what they still are.
And about how long lasting?
Short, maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute.
Okay.
Well, one's really going to town.
Okay, this one over here also prints the time every 10 minutes.
Oh, so it has to go over there to do it.
It goes back and forth. And it looks like it's...
So is that a contraction?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's what it looks like. Okay.
Okay. When was the last time you had anything to eat or drink?
At 10 o'clock. Unless you count water. I've had water since.
Water, well, that's fine. You're planning on staying for the delivery, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you had prenatal classes?
Yes.
Did you take them here?
Yeah.
Breastfeeding or bottle?
Breast.
And if the baby's a boy, did you want him circumcised?
He is a boy and I want him circumcised, yes.
We know this.
Huh? Yes. His name is Max.
Did you want to have rooming in?
I'd like to have rooming in during the day and not at night.
That's a partial rooming in. That's fine. Is there anything special you'd like done during the labor or the delivery?
Do you know?
What are... options.
What, yeah,
like
what do people
say? Some people like to have music on, or they like to have the lights dimmed, or stuff like that. Or they want to be able to hold the baby right away, or have the baby.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hold the baby, and I'd like to be able to breastfeed the baby right away.
We kind of do that anyway.
Yeah.
That's not special for us.
That's not special, okay. otherwise, I don't know.
How about anything special about the way you'd like the baby handled in the nursery?
I don't
know.
I assume that whatever you do is fine. I mean, I don't really...
Well, I mean, like, some people have really strong preferences as far as, you know, whether the baby has water, whether it has sugar water, whether it has a pacifier, or...
No, absolutely not.
You know what to do.
Yeah, I really trust you guys.
We have no strong ideology.
Okay, now when you had your...
I also want a private room. Am I supposed to tell you that, or is that supposed to...
Yeah, but we don't have any available.
No, and you probably won't.
You can let them know that you'd like one, and they can put you on a waiting list.
Okay.
Right now,
I see.
We don't even have any empty semis.
Oh, really? So.
Of course. Okay.
So how long do I have to stay in labor in order to get a private room? When are people leaving?
There are six going home today.
They are.
But I don't know what rooms they're going from or what time they're going.
But there are, so that by tonight or by tomorrow.
There might possibly.
Yeah, at least be an empty semi-private room.
Right, right. Let's see. What year did you have your abortion?
1982.
And do you remember about how far along you were then?
Yeah, I was about, I would say 14 weeks.
14, okay.
Yes. It was still a first trimester abortion, but it was right at the end.
What was your last weight at the office?
196.
And what were you before you got pregnant?
162.
And how tall are you?
5'8".
And have you ever had any blood transfusions?
No, never.
Any recent exposure to any communicable diseases? Colds or flus, measles, mumps?
I don't think so.
Well, I had a cold.
You've had a cold?
You had a very slight cold. I'm not sure you had a cold. You had a sore throat.
AIDS, herpes? Bubonic plague.
Herpes of the mouth.
Herpes of the mouth. Never showed up generally.
Okay, have you had any prenatal evaluation tests, like ultrasound?
Yes, I've had like 5 ultrasounds and an amniocentesis.
Do you know what they were all done for?
Yes, I can tell you in order. The first one was for fetal dating, because my uterus was too big when I first discovered I was pregnant. The second one was to determine whether it was twins, and it wasn't. The third one was because I had bleeding. I started to have heavy bleeding sometime in September, at which point I had an ultrasound. I was diagnosed as having a marginal placenta previa, which then a month later was no longer even marginally previa. And the last one was because in the middle of all this, they discovered a spot on my liver. So they wanted me to go back, actually check the spot, but they looked at the baby while they were there. So I haven't had one since November 15th.
How long?
Well, for a while, I was going like every month.
Okay, and you had the
amniocentesis on October 15th.
Do you know what it was done for?
It was done for general precautionary reasons, not for any specific. And the baby is genetically normal in a boy. And everything in all the ultrasounds now says that, I mean, that everything is fine.
Okay.
Everything's normal.
Okay. Have you had any problem with swelling in your hands or feet?
Just a slight amount in the last week or two. And have had kind of general problems like numb feet and real lot of feet and leg problems last week.
Do you have varicose veins?
No, I don't. I don't want them either.
You had a big gush of fluid, you said?
Yeah, but it continued to... It started out, like, it gushed out, and then it's been continued to drip. It's still dripping.
You're going to leak until you deliver.
Okay.
I can clue you in on that right now.
Okay, you never... Because it never all runs out.
No, because the baby's head kind of acts like a cork and it leaks around it,
okay.
A little at a time.
Right. But it was a gush that in like, you know, a couple seconds, like totally soaked the sheet, basically.
Okay.
And there was no question in my mind what it was.
Okay, I need to list any valuables you might have. You wearing earrings right now?
I'm wearing one earring, one hoop earring, and one gold chain necklace.
Do you have a watch?
No, I don't have a watch.
Did you bring a purse?
Yeah, I brought my purse.
What color is it?
It's black.
Now, if you have more than, say, a dollar or two, or if you have credit cards,
When he leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Really?
Don't, yeah.
This is not a safe place?
Well, it's just that you can't be in your room all the time to guard him, and then, you know, we would hate to, we can't really be responsible for it, we would hate to have somebody, there's people in and out.
So I should basically send my wallet home?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can keep a little change for yourself, but...
Right, but not, I mean...
Don't keep
lots. No, because it's full of credit cards right now.
Yeah, I would send those home. Do you wear glasses or contacts?
I wear glasses. I'm not wearing them now, but I have been known to wear glasses. I don't wear contacts.
And you have removable dental work at all?
No.
Or anything removable? False eyelashes, false fingernails?
I don't think so.
Glass eyes, would you like some?
No. I think everything is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's all me.
It's just that baby.
Yeah, the baby's removable.
We get that answer a lot.
I bet.
Do you have any health problems that you're aware of?
No.
Diabetes, heart disease, epilepsy, thyroid condition?
No.
Have you ever had any surgery?
Never had any surgery. And just tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. Long time ago.
That surgery. Do I write down no?
Sorry.
What about your back?
My back? I never had back surgery.
You never had back surgery? Just broken one?
Yeah, but I never had surgery.
Okay, do you take any medications? And that would include your vitamins if you're taking.
Prenatal vitamins, which I forgot to bring with.
That's okay. You take what, one of those per day?
Yeah.
When was the last one? This morning?
This morning.
Do you have any problems with medications? Any allergies at all?
Not that I know of.
How about food allergies?
No, I don't have food allergies.
Or anything else?
I have other allergies. I'm allergic to a lot of flowers and a lot of perfumes.
Perfumes.
And any kind of scented soap, scented, you know, cream, scented lotion, all that sort of stuff. I tend to be allergic to. And, you know, scented Kleenex.
It doesn't bother you if somebody else is wearing the perfume, does it?
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yeah, I mean...
It's not just if you put it on yourself.
No,
okay.
No, a perfume in a room will bother me if they've put it on, like, in the last half hour, you know.
Oh, okay.
After a while, you can't smell it, and then...
That's fine.
Then it's fine. But basically, no, I hate perfume. It's one of my enemies.
Okay, I have two permits that need to be signed, and this one you both need to sign. The other one, either one of you can sign. And you can read it if you want, but it's mostly information for you, this particular one.
What does it say? It's permission for him to be here?
Yeah, more or less.
Uh-huh.
It's also information for him during the delivery.
You are a selected person. You're lucky. I had a lottery and your name came up. There were a lot of people who wanted to come to this with me.
What happens if you have a lot of family around? Sometimes we get the whole family in the end.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa, brothers and sisters, alcohol, lined up.
That might be distracting. I just heard from... I talked to somebody whose wife had a baby and had two adolescent kids, and one of them clamped the cord and the other one cut, which I thought was wonderful.
Okay, I have this other one here. The other one is for the circumcision.
So when did they do the circumcision? Immediately? Or when did they
no.
Do they have
just
enough
that
problems.
If we don't get it signed right away, we forget. And that's bad.
So they do it in a couple days, or when do they do it?
Usually they like the baby to be at least a day old.
Yeah, it seems fair. Give them a day of life before they have the next trauma.
I had trouble with that signature.
Did you? You couldn't do it?
Well, you know, it slipped a little.
You changed
your
mind?
That's why I always make the dads do that one. You know, the Jews do it on the...
Eighth day.
The eighth day. You know why that is?
Why?
Physiologically, that's the best day for the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because...
Their coagulation factor rises, so there's less bleeding, and they also seem to have a better pain tolerance, natural pain tolerance on the eighth day that's not present before that.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I just thought it was ritual.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys...
It is ritual, but...
They are for a reason.
Hi. Am I able to get signatures?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll sign anything at this point.
Okay. Here's your iron band. I'll put it on your right arm.
No, I wasn't officially in the hospital till now.
And this is just giving permission for doctor. May I actually send your doctor to to treat you, and we're you carry your own insurance, right?
Right, but the baby's under his insurance.
Okay, that's fine. Just so that I only need you to sign once.
Okay, so I sign with the X's.
Yeah, giving permission for us to bill and also for him to treat you.
Okay, I'm for both of those things. I mean, I'd rather you didn't bill, but I'd rather get to my insurance company.
And one on there, since it's just a photocopy. Okie doke. Thank you.
So you don't need his signature?
No, because that'll be a different... This is just for your own.
It's not for the baby's bill.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I guess maybe we'll get a signature for that later.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Contraction.
I was just looking for the thermometer so I could take your temperature, but I can't seem to find it. So.
Oh.
And the other nurse has disappeared on it. I can't ask her what she did with it. We'll get blood pressure at least. You having one right now?
Yeah. It's on its way toward the end, actually. But I don't think... Is that heartbeat, Brett? It seems very low. I guess it's right to see those beat. Traction's almost over. Boy, I can feel my pulse.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, after I check you, I'm going to roll over to your left side, and I'll try that again, because it's a little high.
My blood pressure's a lot.
That's what a lot of times it can be, because of your position.
Where'd he go?
So that sound is the heart that we hear?
It's an electronic reproduction.
But if there was no heartbeat, there'd be no sound.
Right.
So as long as you hear that, you know his heart is still beating.
I think we're going to have to lower you down, because I think maybe...
This is... Yeah, I'm going to do it, okay? How far down do I have to go?
Well... Try that.
Take a deep breath. Relax your hands. That's it. All the way down.
Okay.
I'm
going to
examine you. I'm going
to need you to go down
almost
flat for the exam.
Press head down. Is that far enough? Yeah, that's good.
There he is.
I think I'm going to like sitting real far up like that. I just don't get a very good signal.
Mm-hmm. Because of where he goes?
What?
Because of where he gets positioned? Or?
Because you just can't get the belt in a very good angle.
What's that yellow thing?
That's checking for the fluid, as if there's any doubt that we're supposed to do that while you're dilated about. Well, I can feel a bag of water, believe it or not.
I can feel a bag of water?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
It means that you're leaking from higher up, because there's still membranes
so that
in front of
broke.
The... It's broken, but it's just that there's still membranes in front of the baby's head.
Mm.
And you're dilated about... 4.
Good. That's good.
Nice and thin?
Well, I was 70% effaced on last Wednesday, so...
Yeah, I
can't
see your face now. She's completely effaced.
Real thin.
And I'm 4 centimeters? That's good. Listen, the most I can get through without pain, I'll take.
Okay. Oh, poor thing, you know. These monitors.
Yeah, it's a lot of it.
So take your breath. That's it.
Oh.
Keep your breath. Relax your arm. All the way up. And all the way out. That a girl. One more. All the way up and relax. That's right. All the way up. Try to do it slow. Don't do it fast.
What?
Do it as slow as possible.
What?
The pain's going away. I'm 4 centimeters done.
Yeah.
Meantime, I'm already into the second phase of labor.
Right.
The whatever it's called. The active.
Is this one done?
Yeah.
Correction. Okay. Okay.
Is that better?
It's much better.
Good. So I'm not having high blood pressure.
No.
Good.
It's just positional, so it really would be better off to try and stay on your side if you can.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Contraction hurt a lot more on my side, but that may just be a coincidence. It might have just been a stronger contraction, I don't know.
It might be that they're working more, too.
Yeah. Well, they already seem to be relatively efficient.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I mean...
So what time does this doctor show up?
At what point do you...
Or at what point?
What?
When she's complete.
So he doesn't actually come until I hit 10 centimeters?
No, we don't need him yet.
So there's still time. There's still lots of time.
Around.
He just bothers everybody. I'm sure he doesn't want to hang around. I heard he just had a delivery this morning.
He's had a real busy weekend, so he's not going to want to come in unless...
He had a busy weekend last weekend, too, I guess.
We really don't need him at this point.
So
seriously.
So all his patients only have babies on weekends? Is that his problem in life?
It seems to be. Okay, I'm going to be going off duty, so I'm going to go and give the other nurse a report, and she'll be taking over for me.
Okay, so I probably won't see you again until...
Probably won't see me until Tuesday when I come back.
No way. By then, I'm likely to have a baby.
I would hope so.
If not, I'm really in trouble.
So I hope everything goes fast and easy for you.
Okay.
As fast as it's gone so far.
Yeah, right. So far, it's been very easy.
Yeah, that's good. Now, the little white thing there... The white button is the call light, in case
okay.
you need anything.
Okay.
And the one marked TV is obviously the TV, but I bet you didn't know the one marked R.
What is that?
A reading light.
Oh.
So what I usually do okay. is dim the other lights, and then if you want a bright light, you just hit that R.
Okay.
Okay. And the phone you dial 9 to get an outside line if you want to make any calls.
Okay.
Or dial the operator, and she'll assist you to make long distance.
You can't dial direct long distance. You have to dial, and how you dial operator is 0. And so you think I should stay on my left side?
It would be better. Or your right side.
But not my back. And I shouldn't sit up.
Mm-hmm. You want to walk around?
I think so.
That would be all right. You want a robe?
I have a robe. But what about the fact that I'm going to be dripping all over?
I can give you a belt and a pad.
Well, Maybe I'll wait till this contraction's over before I get up. Okay, goodbye, Beverly.
See you later. Thank you.
Good baby.
Thanks a lot. This doesn't have... I wish it had... man, I didn't bring that thing.
Which is the big book?
No, not the big book. The thing that even the sheet or the other book divided into stages and said what you should do during those stages. What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring it.
I think we can remember.
Well, I don't remember, but maybe they have one here.
Mm-hmm. We can ask them.
Yeah, since it comes from the top. Okay, I'd like to go for a walk. Okay. No, can I have some water? What happened? No, you were holding it. Should wait. It's starting to be over. I tend to grab a hold of this. I suppose I'm not supposed to do that. I wonder if there's some way to wedge something behind my back. But the problem is it doesn't give quite enough back support. The rocking is kind of loose.
This chin is
too big?
Too big. Try that.
It's okay. Yeah, that's nice. I'll try to stay here for a while. I really didn't expect this to happen. I mean, I'm in some way not prepared for it, which is probably better.
Yeah. It happened.
Yeah, it really did.
I would have preferred it to be a little later.
Okay. Don't hold it against me.
Aw, oh, come on.
Or Maxie.
Aw, oh, come on.
So is it good or bad when you're close by?
When it gets serious, then you want to keep focusing on me. You don't want to close your eyes.
Because?
Just so you can keep your focus point and not get lost.
Yeah, I realize my instincts are to hold my breath and tense until it's over. Because then I think it'll be over. I know it'll be over soon. I know that.
Uh-huh.
I mean the contraction.
Yeah. Nice and deep. Boy, you look so pretty.
Oh, sweetie. with it all.
Starting to go.
I wish I could get this pillow sharper against my back. Maybe I need to roll it.
Relax your hands.
That feels nice. Okay, I'm gonna read some more. Okay, the side-lying position takes the weight off of your uterus off the main blood supplies to the baby and also reduces tension on the perineum. During the pushing stage of labor, either you, your coach, or another attendant has to hold up your right leg during contraction. If you are in the delivery room, your right leg can be placed in the stirrup, usually used for the left leg in the supine position. This is less tiring, more comfortable for some women. The problem with the side-lying position is that it's difficult to see the birth in the overhead mirror because your upper leg blocks your view. You can solve this by having someone adjust the angle to move. The semi-sitting position is physiologically very good for birth. The contractions are not hampered, the perineum is not stretched, and the force of gravity aids the descent of the baby. Your upper torso is propped at a 45-degree angle with your knees flexed and your feet flat on the table. Some labor beds and delivery tables can be adjusted to support your back, otherwise you can use pillows. That's what I want. The hands and knees position is good because it gets gravity to work for you, especially with babies in a breech or posterior position. It also takes the weight off the uterus, the weight of the uterus off your back, just as in the pelvic rock exercise, so it is good if you are having painful back labor. This position can be dangerous for delivery, however. The baby emerges face up, horizontal floor, and just as its head is fully born, the afterwater is flood over its body and into its mouth and up its nose. It will be like lying on the edge of the surf and letting a wave break over you. The afterwater can surge in any delivery position, but if you are sitting or squatting, the baby's face is toward the floor and therefore doesn't get the full force. I wanted to try getting on my hands and knees for a contraction, see what they want.
After this one?
Yeah.
So much for my hands and knees position. Okay, now just relax your hands. That's right, just relax. Yeah, that's right.
Do my lower back. Well, that helps a lot. God, it would be awful to be in this room alone. Or some room just lying here going through this. Because the nurses don't come in that often.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just be like there. Oh, it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
What a torture. What an awful thing. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Anyway. Your hand on my lower back really helps a lot. Because it...
Do you like lying this way?
I want to try it a couple more times. I'd like to put a pillow between my knees. I'm gonna keep it down low. I don't want to get a flow of blood. See if I can get actually into, this looks into a kind of comfortable position.